Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the song that's changed my life forever and ever, and I couldn't be more grateful that it, you know, this song. I wrote it about, I want to say, I wrote it about a year after I had got out of my divorce, and I knew I was going to write about that experience just because, you know, as songwriters, we love to share our stories.
Right.
And so, I started to unpack that with a good friend of mine, Casey Smith, and Noah Conrad, who actually, he went to Berkeley. We weren't actually friends at Berkeley, but we graduated together and became friends later on.
Okay.
We sat down to write the record. It was the first time I told them that I had gotten a divorce. And I think the both of them in the back of their heads were like, oh, we're going to write a really good song today. we put it out, and I think I thought, you know, I felt there's something special about the record, and, you know, when it came out, and, you know, it did okay, and it was the best song, you know, best performing song or whatever in my own fan base that I had already created, but it didn't sort of take off the way we all kind of thought it might.
Right.
This passed in 2020, in February, when it got into that movie. We were all like, we weren't wrong, you know,
right.
The song really is special and something, we knew this was going to happen. We didn't know when, we thought it would happen sooner, but just glad it happened.
Okay. And then you recently did a new version of the song with Niall Horan. So how did you connect with him to do the new version?
Yeah, Niall, love. We got connected through, a friend of mine. She's the vice president of A&R
at right.
Capitol Records.
Right.
And Niall signed at Capitol. And so she was my champion sort of at Cobalt, which is my current publishing company.
Right.
And when she left us, I couldn't have been more devastated. I was like, you're my person. And sure enough, she stayed my champion, and she, you know, brought up to Niall singing on the record, and I guess he had already heard it and liked it, and so I want to say within a day, she's like, I want to float this idea to Niall about singing on the record. How do you feel about that? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so great. Okay, like, let's do it. And I want to say, like, 2 days later, Niall and I were on a FaceTime call and meeting each other, and he was like, yeah, let's give it a try. And I feel like the luckiest girl in the world because he sounded amazing on the record. And we put that one out, and it just keeps doing it. It's like the little song,
yeah.
The little song they did.